with the mysterious humming of this otherworldly jukebox of mine, we are together again for a night of forgotten music. KSCOM, unofficial radio station of VH Lynx, is back with this Sunday's edition of Low Life's Jukebox, a half hour, give or take a minute, devoted to songs that get little or no airplay on American radio, B-sides, the deeper tracks on some of the great rock albums of our time. Live cuts and rarities are always on the menu here, and I'm Low Life Flathead Scum, welcoming you once again and thanking you for downloading tonight. For the past couple of weeks, I've done shows following a certain theme, deceased rock legends and bands who went on with different lead singers. And tonight is a return to the normal form of sorts. Tonight we're going to focus on a pair of songs by two bands who just made music on their own terms. There was a time when rock bands could make a song that wasn't confined to the radio-friendly format of 5 minutes, often less, and they just expressed what they were trying to say and still got the song on whatever album they were working on, no matter how long it was. And we typically refer to them as rock epics or possibly concept albums. We'll start out with a song tonight off of Led Zeppelin's In Through the Outdoor, released August 15th, 1979. Some fans were a little put off by the heavy use of synth, kind of like a certain group of fans that I know. The song in question was credited to John Paul Jones, Jimmy Page, Robert Plant, and once again the use of synthesized sound production was a turning point for the band that alienated some, but nonetheless some saw it as a needed evolutional step for Zepp. And to this day, some Zepp fans continue to find meaning and reason to explore the lyrics of the song that I'm about to play for you tonight. According to songmeanings.net, on which many ideas on this song have been posted, the fifth track on In Through the Outdoor, Carousel Ambra, is probably one of the hardest Zepp songs to even understand lyrically due to the rich instrumentals, and I think you'll agree that some of Page and Bonham's best work lies here on this track, but also the complexity of the lyrics themselves. Fans have speculated on many interpretations of the song, from it being a Viking funeral dirge telling the story of a warrior who dwells in Valhalla at a time when he's needed by his people, to being an allusion to Zeppelin tour manager Richard Cole's excesses with the throngs of groupies during their tours. Whatever meaning comes to you, one thing cannot be denied, and that is that the composition and sonic power of Carousel Ambra makes it among the all-time legendary musical works on planet Earth. Turn this one up. This is Led Zeppelin with Carousel Ambra on Low Life's Jukebox.
Oh,
clocking in at 10 minutes and 34 seconds, which I believe nowadays makes most record executives and Clear Channel drones spontaneously combust. That's Zeppelin's Carousel Ambra from 1979. And from here, we move on to our second and final track for the jukebox tonight. We're going to hear from another British powerhouse of a band whose music, like Zeppelin's, has literally rewritten the rules when it comes to the rock standard. In 1977, Pink Floyd released Animals, a five-song epic, which is Roger Waters' comparison of human nature to that of the chaotic and almost mindless existence of some species of critter. And it's also loosely based on George Orwell's novel Animal Farm. The crown jewel of this record is called Dogs, and Floyd fans absolutely cannot say enough about this song in particular, and most even rank it far above the Floyd fare that radio has dared play us in decades past, such as Another Brick in the Wall, or even Breathe. Now, I've found that my own take on this song differed quite dramatically from many of the views I've come across. On first examination of the lyrics, one could feel that Roger Waters may have been examining the human killer instinct while also the idea of becoming an actual human predator. A soldier, perhaps, becoming a hardened killing machine, learning that the stone that is dragging him down may be his own conscience after a life of carnage. His existence of hunting, stalking, have turned him into a wild dog on the prowl, walking the street, learning to pick out the easy meat with his eyes closed. However, the dark nature being focused here can also be one of a more calculating but less bloody path. Now, I decided to ask our resident Floyd head here at the Lynx, Janthrax, what Dogs says to him. And his answer was this. Roger Waters writes of the selfish dog-eat-dog nature of humans and how, in the end, anyone who truly acts only for himself will die alone, dragged down by the very excesses of body and character that helped them succeed in the first place. It paints a bleak picture of mankind, and this is only aided by the music. The lyrics are great, of course, and widely heralded by hardcore Floyd fans. But to me, the music is even more important and significant. The acoustic guitar that runs through the verses is powerful and menacing, down-tuned an entire step to further that effect. The keyboard adds tasteful touches of threat. The first guitar solo simulates the gnawing and thrashing of dogs and similarly corporate cutthroats as they make their way to the top. And the long interlude, with macabre passages of keyboard, human calls and whistles, and barking of dogs, is the epitome of fantastic Floyd psychedelia. Somehow, through it all, they manage to imply something more. Gilmore's incredibly vivid melodic guitar solo suggests that even if it is a dog-eat-dog world, we can still latch onto a glimmer of hope, and that hope lies in the beauty and power of the music itself. Did you get all that? Okay, good. I think in perhaps all of the Floyd catalog, you'd be hard-pressed to find a more thought-provoking song on the dark side of human nature. From the 1977 album Animals, here is Pink Floyd with Dogs on Low Life's Jukebox.
Without thinking. zone. confused. Sometimes it seems to me as if I'm just being used. Gotta stay awake, gotta try and shake off this creeping malaise. If I don't stand my own ground, how can I find my way out of this maze? Deaf, dumb, blind, you just keep on pretending that everyone's expendable and no one has a real friend. It seems to you the thing to do would be to isolate the winner.
That's a song that just leaves me slack-jawed pretty much every time I hear it, and that's Pink Floyd's Dogs. That's going to do it for the jukebox tonight, and I'll be back next Sunday for another evening by the mysterious glowing Rockola Series 5 bubbler here. listening to the hidden gems of rock. And I want to thank Roland Shire once again for his permission to use these killer Palin mixes for this program. And I also want to thank Janthrax for his contribution to tonight's show as well. In the coming months, we'll be doing a lot of fun things here with the Jukebox. We'll be doing a show based on some of your guilty pleasures, so get ready to hear some Winger and maybe some Dexy's Midnight Runners to pop up in there as well. We'll also be doing a tribute to rock soundtracks with K-Scum at the Movies, Bring Your Own Popcorn. And speaking of movies, we'll also be doing a tribute to Fast Times at Ridgemont High here in the near future. I'm Lowlife Flathead Scum, thanking you for listening tonight. Be well, see you later this week. Good night.